This is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Radio Row, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Now, here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
So it may be Super Bowl week, and of course, the Patriots are a big story, and their matchup is a big deal. The Rams are here, but the Dallas Cowboys are in the news as well.
Your boys are giving you something to talk about.
Well, Jerry Jones, he needs to be in the spotlight, too. We can't ignore him this week.
You know, he really doesn't take well to not being talked about.
Well, it is interesting because this is the decision that everyone has thought was coming, but he could have done it next week, but he's doing it this week.
Or why even now? Because you're basically, you know, this is what I want to hear from you. Because
okay.
He's basically said, we got a lame duck head coach in Jason Garrett.
Yeah. So what the Cowboys have done is they basically said three things. Jason Garrett will be the coach this year, the head coach, but on a one-year contract remaining, he's not going to get a refresh. And then they're going to bring in Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, and then John Kitna
as the quarterback coach.
So very interesting decisions. First of all, on the Jason Garrett thing, I actually like that. Look, the decision I think was not, do you give him 5 years an extension? He's just not been good enough to extend for another 5 years. I think the decision was, do you let him go now and bring in somebody who can take you to another level, or is he the best coach you've got for this season? Give him this season to prove himself one way or the other, and then let him go or re-up him then. But I think making him a lame duck this year and basically sending the message that this is a team that can win, should win, and we expect you to win, or you will not be here, is a fine message to send at this point in time.
I just wonder with Jerry, is the amount of winning, because Jason Garrett has a winning record, you know, starting with 0-3 this season and they ended up, you know, in the playoffs. Is this kind of winning enough? I think that's what Jerry's telling us.
Well,
if
look,
not.
It's been a very mediocre track record. Lots of ups and downs. And it's not all about Jason Garrett. There have been lots of moving parts
that's
in that
right.
Cowboys team and system. But I think the feeling now is that they have the pieces to win. They have a top five defense. They've got on offense Ezekiel Elliott. They brought in Amari Cooper to make the offense effective right away. They
love
didn't
that
wait.
Pickup. Love, love. That was worth a first-round pick to me.
Yeah, so and they've got an O-line they're proud of. So they've got a lot of pieces, and I think the message is they should do it now. Now they're going to do it with a very unproven offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. That was an interesting or an eye-opening pick in the sense that he's 29 years old.
He was Romo's backup before he got injured.
He's been a backup quarterback, so they know him well.
Right.
They understand who he is. They have a good feel for what he might bring to the table. But the weird moment is that he was under Scott Linehan. He was the quarterback coach. Now they're asking him to be the OC.
That's what I find is interesting. So well, I don't know how much departure we can get from that.
Well, this is a fun moment for us. Greg Olsen now joining us on set. He is, of course, the standout tight end for the Carolina Panthers.
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Three-time Pro
Cam
Bowler.
Newton's favorite target.
Well, Greg, welcome to The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio. What brings you to Radio Row this week?
It's been fun. This week we've been working with Bridgestone on their clutch performance program. I think everyone's always worried about, you know, guys' performance on the field, and we all are, but they also are, you know, really interested in what guys do in the community. They're a huge supporter of my charitable efforts back up in our Charlotte region, and I just think to take a minute this weekend and kind of recognize the efforts that a lot of guys that they support around the country and as a company, what the priorities they have in giving back to the community are. So it's been a great partner of mine now for the last year or so, and to share a little time with them this week has been fun.
And thanks for sharing time with us. We're glad to have you.
Happy to be here.
We're with Greg Olsen, who's brought to us here today by Bridgestone. So you had an extraordinary career, tough way to end the season on injury. How are you feeling physically?
You know, I'm doing well. I got another week or so in this walking boot, which isn't ideal for walking around the Super Bowl for a couple of days. But, you know, it's been frustrating two seasons. You know, it's kind of been out of the ordinary for me. I had such a long run, 10-plus years of not really having many issues and not missing any games. Now the last two seasons to kind of have the same small little bone keep breaking has been frustrating to say the least. But big picture, it's not too big of a deal. It's not a huge, devastating injury by any means. So just I got a lot of time this offseason to rehab, and my main priority is just getting my foot better.
So, Greg, the silver lining in your injury this season, if there's going to be any, was that Fox put you in the booth to call a game. And I have to tell you, you're unbelievable. Do you think
Thank
in
you.
The future you have any aspirations to be in the booth and do what you did. I was impressed.
I enjoyed it. You know, I've been very fortunate as a current player to have the opportunity that you just talked about with calling a live game on my bye week, doing some of the pregame shows, just being able to talk the game. It's been a game, obviously, I've played for a long time, been a part of for a long time. I think I have a unique insight into the different, you know, different aspects of the game. But as we all know, you know, it's a lot of that is just how things work out in circumstances and how timing and whatnot. So if given the opportunity, I would love to pursue it and kind of see how it plays out. I think I would enjoy the preparation. I think I would enjoy staying connected to the game. But it's more than that, it's just been a great opportunity and just a fun time.
Well, it gave me a little bit of pause because she was raving about how you perform on the microphone so much that there were whispers that she was going to ask you to replace me. I'm worried about my job.
Come on.
No, I don't want to get replaced here. I like being the boss
next
to the gloss.
We'll talk later, Greg.
Yes. You guys are going to talk later. This is not fair.
I would never do that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Greg.
See what an upstanding guy he is.
I understand. Okay, so it wasn't that long ago. Panthers were playing in the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 50.
Yes, Bowl 50 against the Wade Phillips defense. And they're gonna face a Wade Phillips defense this week. The Patriots will. What does that mean? What does Wade Phillips bring to the table, and how do you think the Patriots will attack the Phillips defense?
No, I think it's going to be an interesting kind of battle, I think, between you know, obviously the Wade Phillips and his defense and, you know, 30-plus years of running defense and having the mind of understanding what it takes to stop prolific quarterbacks and prolific offenses versus a guy who's played quarterback probably better than anybody in NFL history who's got a few tricks up his sleeve. He's played against a few good defenses in his day too, so I think it's going to be interesting. You know, as you said, back in Super Bowl 50, Wade Phillips was a D coordinator when we played the Broncos. We were really rolling on offense that year. We had the number one scoring offense in the league, and
15-1.
Yeah, we were as good as anybody ever, and
yep.
Just kind of stubbed our toe there in the final game, and you know, it's really disappointing. You know, you leave a really huge opportunity on the table that we didn't take advantage of, but you know, credit to that defense. They were really the difference in that game, holding us to probably a season-low 10 points. And, you know, sometimes you pick bad days to have bad days, and it was a combination of that and a good scheme and a good defense.
Greg, question. So you mentioned about stubbing the toe in the Super Bowl, which happens, and I'm looking at the Rams-Patriots matchup. How much of a difference do you think the experience that the Patriots have coming to their ninth Super Bowl versus Sean McVay bringing the Rams to their first win in years, and Sean's first win, and everyone on that roster is so young with the Rams. How much does experience really play into this?
You know, I think it's a factor. I really do. I don't think it's anything they can't overcome, but I do think it's a factor, and you can't overlook what, you know, understanding how to prepare for the 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl, how vital that is, you know, expectation, you know, how to prepare, how to pace yourself through that week.
The distractions.
There's a lot that goes into it, the distractions. You know, that's when you hope they lean on guys like Wade Phillips, who's been there, been around, maybe can be that voice of reason to give guys a little expectation of what it's going to be like. But until you go through it yourself, people can tell you all they want. Until you go through it yourself, there's really nothing like it. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, early in the game, if they can just settle down, get acclimated to the hoopla and the pregame and everything, and just lock in and say, all right, now we just got to play our normal game. Everything else is irrelevant. So that'll be interesting. Young quarterbacks and young players, I think it's going to be key. They got to get settled in earlier, or else it's going to get a little big.
And another quick question for you here, too. 53-man roster, position to position. Who do you think is the more talented team there? And then second part of it is, does that matter? Does it matter how they play together as a team, or if you match up as the better 53-man
roster? Yeah, I think that question pretty much sums up the Patriots' approach, right? I don't think if you go position by position I don't think they're always going to be the most talented individually. But what they do as good, if not better than anybody else, is that concept of you're going to buy into doing it our way, our system. There's going to be high expectations. There's going to be high accountability. If you don't do it, we have no problem moving on from you. There's a high level of stress, high level of pressure. And it either chases guys away or makes guys thrive. And they've mastered that. And they have a superior player at the position that matters the most, obviously, with Brady. So that makes up for a lot of holes.
We're talking to Greg Olsen, the standout tight end for the Panthers. Let's talk about the Panthers for a minute. Cam Newton, have you talked to him? How is he doing physically?
I think he's doing all right. I haven't talked to him. I haven't seen him. I've talked to him a little bit since his surgery. Apparently everything went really well. Wasn't too big of a deal. So I think everybody's optimistic that he's going to be okay. You know, I know he's probably at the top of the list of guys who are anxious for another crack at it, another season of feeling better and feeling like he can perform the way he's accustomed to. So got a long off season to kind of get all us injured guys on our feet a little bit and go from there.
You know, the off season, so much happens now in the NFL. Are there any things you really would like to see the team do to position for next year?
I think you have to keep drafting well. I think that never changes. I think every year you got to continue to have an influx of young, talented players that can fit into your system. You know, we had a lot of veterans that were kind of moving on from. Julius Peppers announced his retirement this morning.
Today.
Ryan Khalil's retiring. Thomas Davis, they're moving on. You know, so those guys have been really the backbone of this organization for a decade plus. So we, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on some young guys and some other guys that aren't used to kind of accepting those roles to say, all right, a lot of this falls on you now. And hopefully they're ready for that.
I love your draft that you took Christian McCaffrey, who I thought should have been the Heisman Trophy winner that year, but that's a whole...
She lobbied hard for him.
I mean, I could give you number after number, just like run the highlight reel. So talk to us about how he has changed the offense with, you know, his multi-skill set that he brings to the Panthers.
Yeah, the last 2 years, you know, he's really grown into one of the most diverse and, you know, versatile, you know, playmakers in the league. You know, obviously as a runner, as a pass catcher, out in space, run after catch, his toughness, I think people were really kind of surprised. But, you know, to your point, if you watched him play in college, you shouldn't be surprised. He's done this consistently time and time again since he was in college. So he's a great guy, and more so than that, he's just a great – he's the kind of guy you want to bring into your locker room, his work ethic, his approach to the game. He's unique in that regard for such a young guy.
All right, that's Greg Olsen. Greg, thanks so much for joining us. I guess I will concede the spot. You can take the job next to Carla.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
I can't wait.
After your playing season, you're going to have a big season in 2019.
All right, well, thank you guys. Enjoyed it.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Greg Olsen here on the Boston The Gloss. And when we come back, we will get a chance to visit with James Harrison of the Steelers and the Patriots. James Harrison next on SB Nation Radio.